Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho, the Shemaita. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho, he's the Baal HaShemaita. Whenever it says the Gemara, it means Stam, no, Stam Rabbi Yitzchok always means Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho. Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas de Agarato. Whenever in Agarato in the Gemara by a story, it brings down the Stam Rabbi Yitzchok, you know what it means? It means Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. What's the sign to remember this? Shimono Achai V'rei. A lesson Shimu comes lesson from Shemaita to a lesson of a Gemara that says Achai. That means Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho. The Stam Rabbi Yitzchok in the Gemara always means Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho. Omar Rabba Bar Bachonim. Omar Rabbi Yechonon. Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Ochol Botzel. A person should eat onions. V'shev Betzel and sit live Betzel in the shade. Now live in your house. V'loi Teichol Avozim V'Tanegerlim. Another is saying, eat simple food, like eat onions, and you'll be able to live nicely in your house. But don't eat fancy foods, v'loy techa lavozim, geese, v'tanagoylim, v'yelib choroida folecha. And your heart to say that we're running after this type of food, you want to have more and more of them. And you'll use up your money that way. So it's kedai to eat simple foods like onions, if I says you won't go running after, eat more and more onions, and you'll be able to live nicely in your house. P'chas mimachilcha, is eat less, and from your drinking, take away from eating and from your drinking. Rather spend your money on a nice house. Spend your money on a house, a place where you live, because that stays with you, rather than spending your money on eating more. Eat less. Omar, he said, Misla Mr. Marova, like a statement people used to say in Marova, like a marshal. Most people used to say these things. That the Ochal Alisa Toshiv Al Yosa. People that eat an aliyosa means a fat tail, that's a good, expensive food. Somebody eats very expensive food, and he has to pay, sometimes he doesn't have the money to pay for it. So he buys the food on credit, is when the person comes to ask him for the money, is toshab aliyosa, he has to hide himself, because he doesn't have the money. Mashenkin diyocha kukula, people that eat simple food, kukula is Rashi's yurokos, type of vegetables, is like a kola demasa shochav. He could afford to sleep in the open places in the town. Even in the place of towns where they have the junkyards there, in open places in a town, he could afford to sleep there. Because he doesn't owe anybody money, he's not afraid of anybody. The Rashi is the Rashbam says, Toshabu Yosa, Kishaboyin Latoiva Yakfosim, they come to collect the money that he owes, who Nister, he has to hide. Shane Biyodim, Mal afraid, doesn't have what to pay up with. Kakuli Yirok, Kakoli Vimosim, Al Ashpois Ir, Mokim Shashar Bneir Yoshvim, Hu Yoshev, Vi Ain Toivin Loiklum. Nobody bothers you, because you don't owe any money. So if you don't have money, don't borrow and don't buy expensive things on credit, because maybe you won't be able to pay it back. Hazot Mishnah, Mozig Loi Kois Rishon. You now by the Seder by night, Pesach by night, you pour the first Kois. Mozig Loi Kois Rishon. Loshen Mozgu always means you dilute the wine. Like usually you put first raw wine, Yain Chai, and then you add 3/4 of water, and together now you have your Revius of Yain. So Mozgu Loi you dilute. Kais Rishon, the first cup by Pesach by the Dalai Kaisis, and on that Kais we're going to say Kiddush. Is Beishamai Yemi Beishamai says, Mivorach al Hayoim, first you make Kiddush, V'yachakach Mivorach al Hayayim, then you make the Borei Pri HaGofen, and then you drink the wine. U Beisilil Oimim, Beisilil says, like we do, Mivorach al Hayayim, no, first you make the Borei Pri HaGofen, V'yachakach Mivorach al Hayayim, and then you make Kiddush. Rashbam says, al Hayayim, Vuadin lemekadesh alapas. So it'll be the same thing if you make kiddush on bread or Pesach b'night. That means on the matzis. For time of first big gemara, the gemara will explain what the machlokes is. Do you first say the kiddush, then you make the bracha on the yain or the pas, or do you first make the bracha on the pas like besilul, and then you make the bracha on kiddush? So gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, Tevorim shebein beishamil besilul besuda. These are some of the machlokes. The differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Nogeyat Hilchas Suda. That Beis Shammai, Yemer Beis Shammai says, Mivorach al Hayoim, first you make Kiddush on every Shabbos night, or here on Yom Tov Pesach by night. V'yachakach Mivorach al Hayoim, and then you make the Borei Pri HaGofen. Why? Mifnei Shehayoim Goyrim L'Yayin Shiyovoy. Because, why do you have to have Yayin tonight? Only because today is Yom Tov, today is Shabbos, and because of today that Shabbos or Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. So what causes us to make Kiddush? It's the Kedushas Hayoyim. Therefore, it's a Svara. First you have to make Kiddush, and then you make the Bracha Borei Pri HaGofen. That's one Svara. That Rashbam says, that Gorim L'Yayin Shiyovoy Koidim Suda. In other words, what causes us to drink the wine before the meal? Normally weekday, you start your Suda, and then you have wine. How come Shabbos, you have to have Yayin before the Suda? It's only because today is Kedusha Shabbos, today is Yom Tif, so because of the Kedushas Yom Tif, you have to use Yayin. So what comes first? The Kedushas Yom Tif. Therefore, Beshamai Svar is first to make Kiddush, and then you make the Bracha Bar Pir Gofen. That's one Svar. Bifnei Shahayim, the day is Garim Liyayim Shiyavoy, causes us to have wine before the Suda. And the other is another Svar, like Mor say now, Ukfar Kiddush Hayim. First it comes at Tzeisek Echovim. First it comes at the Kedushas Hayim, the Yadayin Yayin Labo. Mashenkin, you didn't even get home yet. There's no wine on your table. In other words, what came first? First came Shabbos, first came Yom Tif, and then first you go home to make Kiddush. So since Shabbos came first, it's a Svara, first make the Bracha on Kiddush on Shabbos, or Yom Tif, and then make the Baruch Pir Gofen. Rashbam says, Ukva Kiddush Hayoim, Tamacha Loisim Dvor, this is the second reason. The Misha Kiblu all of Mitzias HaKachovim, as soon as you makabla upon yourself Shabbos, as soon as the stars came out, is Kiddush Hayoim, that's when it came to Kiddush, for Yadayim Loibo Yayin L'Shulchan, the wine didn't come to the meal yet. So just like the Kedusha Shabbos comes first before the wine is on the table. Therefore also when we come to make a bracha, it's a svara that first you should make the Kiddush on the Kedusha Shabbos and then you make the Baruch Pir Gofen for on the wine. That's Beis Shammai svara. Here we're talking about Yom Tov. That's the Shiloh, but that's not the Svara. It's not the Shiloh of Tzeis Shabbos. It's not the Svara. What comes first? The Maisa Tzeis Chavim, when it comes Laila, when it's Vaday Laila, that's the beginning of Yom Tif, and you're not home yet. Posh, everybody's in Shul. First you daf, first you Makabel Shabbos, and then you go home to make Kiddush. So Shabbos, so Yom Tif came first. That's Beis Shammai Svara. Beis Silu says, Mivorach al Hayayin, no, first you make a Bracha Baruch Pir Gofen. And then you first make Kiddush. Why? It's because of the wine that we have now that you could say Kiddush. Like Lamasha, let's say somebody does not have any wine. You don't make Kiddush. Well, then you can make it on Pas also. But Pas and Yayin means the same thing. If you don't have wine, or you don't have bread, or you don't have matzah, you can't make Kiddush. So what causes us on the true that the day first comes and then we have a mitzvah to make Kiddush? But this mitzvah of making Kiddush, on what could we make the Kiddush? Only on the Yayin. So therefore, Beis Hillel holds the Yayin is more chashiv. Shayayin gurm l'kiddush at yomer. Dover acher, another reason is, that bircha sayayin tadira. The bracha, baruch pir gofen, that comes often. Like throughout the week, a lot of times whenever you drink wine, you have to make this bracha. So the bracha, baruch pir gofen, is a bracha that we make often. Or bircha sayayin ain tadira. But to make Kiddush, even on Shabbos or Yom Tif, it doesn't happen so often. It's only once a week Shabbos, or else whenever Yom Tov comes. So therefore, the klal is todir v'sheinu todir. If you have two things in front of you, one thing comes often, and one thing doesn't come so often, the klal is todir kodim. You're supposed to do the thing that comes often. Therefore, since the baruch pir gofen comes more often than making kiddush, that's basically svara to say baruch pir gofen first, and then we make kiddush. And the gemara says v'hilchus hakadiv beis hillel that we pass kaniya like beis hillel. To the Rashbam, Shayayin Gorim Lekiddush at Yomer. Shemain lo Yayin my pasta. Someone does not have wine or bread. Ain a Mekaddish? You don't make Kiddush on Friday night or Yom Tov by night. Via Mekaddish ala pas. We could make Kiddush on bread or on the matzah. Ki Mekaddish ala Yayin. That's the same thing like using wine. Or Birchas ala pas Koydin. The same thing. If you would make Kiddush on pas, then you have to make first the Moitzi Lechem in Oritz, and then you make Kiddush. Because it's only because of the pas or the yayin that we could make kiddush. That's one svara. And then Basil says todir koydim. We learn it out Masechta Zvachim. Nafkulam mihai kruf in a pasuk desiv. But musafim. It says by korban musaf. Milvad olas haboikir asheli olas hatomid. Milvad mashma liachas shekrafta hatomid takruf hamusafim. As in a regular Shabbos, after you bring the tomid shol shachar, then we bring the musaf. But Kodashina, we dashin over there, Asher Lielas HaTomid, is Krua Yeseru, it's an extra posik. Ata Osa comes, Lamelov to teach us, Shebishvil Shutodir Hekdimu Akosiv. It's like telling us the reason now. Why did the Torah say, first bring the Tomid Shoshachar, and then Musiv? Because the Tomid Shoshachar comes every single day. That's Todir, that's very often. So that comes before Musaf, that only comes on Shabbos or a special day, Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. Homikan from here, Atadam l'cholotadirin. We learn that from here to all over. That any time you have two mitzvahs in front of you, one happens often, one doesn't happen so often, the cloud is, you're supposed to do the Tadir first. And then the Gemara says, why Hilchoso eske Beisilu? For the Gemara, my Dovaracher, why did Beisilu have to say a second reason? Beisilu said one reason is, because we only make Kiddush on wine. If you don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush. Why do you have to say a second reason? V'chitaymen, maybe you'll tell me. Hosem tarti, because Beishami said two reasons. V'ochichoda. So Beisilu will only say one reason, so like they won't be so good, because there's two reasons for Beishamai, let's listen to the two reasons better. So also Beisilu wanted to say, no, hochinami tarti ninu, even on my side, that I'm saying first make the Baruch Ragofin, there are also two reasons why to do it. That Todi, Vishayna Todi, Todi Koidim. That since this comes often, that's a svara, make the bracha on the Yayin, which comes more often than Kiddush. Then the Brisa said, v'halocha kedir b'Beisilu, that we paskin like Beisilu. For the Gemara Pshita, his word of the Brisa have to say, Halochi is like Beisilu, Pshita, of course we pass like Beisilu. To a Nofik, a Baskel, because there was a Baskel that came out that said, like Minas Shemayim, that came down to tell us, Halochi ke Beisilu. So once the Baskel told us, Halochi ke Beisilu, Pshita we pass like Beisilu. How come the Gemara has to say, Halochi ke Beisilu? So Rashi says, it's Gemara in the Masechta Erevin, that a Baskel came down and says, that the Halochi ke Beisilu. So the Gemara gives two answers. Iboy is saying one teretz is koydem baskul. Maybe this brisa the Haris say that says halacha ke Beisilu is going before the baskul. So therefore, it's not a kasha why it had a pasul like Beisilu. But after the baskul came down, and Echnami don't have to, wouldn't have to say it. The boy is saying another teretz is liacha baskul. No, this brisa could be going even after the baskul. Like Minas Shemayim, a voice came out and told us halacha ke Beisilu. But still, Rabbi Yeshua, I'll tell you how a brisa goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ein mashkichim a baskol." He says, "No, you can't paskin from a baskol, even though you hear from Minas Shemayim a baskol comes down and says halacha kebeitilu." The klal is loy bashemayim he. The Torah is not anymore in Shemayim. The Torah is by us, and we have to paskin the way we understand it. So therefore, for the baskol, we wouldn't paskin like beitilu. That's why the Brayse has to say here we do paskin like beitilu. So Rashbam explains, "Yabbi Yeshua he, but by mitzia perak hazov ka beitane shechot chuchuyis." There was a machlokes about a tanner and oven that was made out of pieces. There was a machlokes when it's makabel tumah. So Amar Rav Yeshua v'yomer, ein mashgichim a baskol. There was a baskol came out and paskol like Rav Elezer, and Rav Yeshua says, I don't care, even though a baskol came out, we don't listen to the baskol. V'hilkach therefore the day, according to Rav Yeshua, hu tzrach loy me bezu hilkosek v'etilum. The Brisa has to say here, you should know, here we do paskol v'etilum. She b'shar machlokes to b'sham v'etilum. There's according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no general klal we always pass like Beisilu. He holds no. Wherever the Gemara does not say the Feirish halacha ke Beisilu, then a machlekes b'sham and Beisilu, you have your choice. If you want to do like Beisham, you want to do like Beisilu. Therefore, it's very good. What here the Brayse is saying here is hilchos like Beisilu. But all over, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not muchuk with paskin like Beisilu. But that's only according to Rabbi Yeshua. We, of course, always hold halacha ke Beisilu is a general cloud like that. So Tais asked the question here that b'im taima maishna the kaimlon kabasko the Beisilu the kaimlon kabasko the Abelezer. But for us it's a kasha. Hey, we hold you like the baskol. We paskin halacha ke Beisilu, and over there the machloek is there by Rabbi Elezer and Bab Mitzia. We don't paskin like the baskol there. There we hold there like Rabbi Yeshua, so it's a stira. So we hold like a baskol or not? So Tais says the Yeshlei Madaki Beisilu have a ruba. Really, the machlekes Beisham and Beisilu, there's a good reasoning to pass like Beisilu, because Beisilu was ruba. There were more people in Talmidei Beisilu than there were in Talmidei Beishamai. Ella, so why wasn't it pushed to pass like Beisilu? Ella the Beishamai mechade de tvei. Beishamai were very sharp people. They're very sharp, and therefore, certain times we have to be afraid. Maybe we should pass like them. Even though we don't understand them, but they're very smart. So therefore, when the Basko went out and said, Halacha ke Beisilu, we makabo that Basko, because it's a svara to go boss of the roif. Abel hosam the babakama, ho ye keneged rabin, hosam the Basko lo ye keneged rabin. Over there was a machlokes Rebbe Elezer and the Chachomim. And the Basko said, Halacha ke Rebbe Elezer. So therefore, since the Basko is going keneged the rabin, it's a svara we don't hold like that Basko. I wanted the Basko come out only lechvoided to give respect to Rebbe Elezer, but not that really the halacha was like that. So that's why the Basco from Betilo we hold like that. Because we hold right now, you go Basaroy. Even though Beishamai were smarter people, but the pshat is, we Taka don't understand Beishamai. Beitilu we understand better, that's why we paskin like Beitilu. I think there's a medrash on the Torah brings down that it says, Lossud Lover by Yemaisa Mashiach, then we're going to paskin like Beishamai. Because the pshat is, Beishamai was Nechad Dei Tzvei, they're very smart people. Could be what they're saying was right, because we don't understand them. When it comes, Yemaisa Mashiach will begin to understand their reason, then the Lach will be like Beishamai. But right now, we Basco came out, we hold like the Basco, we paskin like Beitilu. Yes. The Mishnah Bait. Hey, Viyu Lefonov, they brought in front of you. That doesn't say exactly what they brought in front of you. So just the mitzvah just says, Matzvah Bechazeres. Because whatever they brought in front of you, now you should dip in, Matzvah, make a tibble. This is really the mitzvah's karpas that we do. After Kiddush, we do karpas, the Pesach B'nai. We dip vegetables into salt water. Karpas. So that's the din of this Mishnah, that Matzvah you dip in Bechazeres. Even though Chazeres usually means Roman lettuce, which we use for Maror later, we'll see in the Gemara why it says Roman lettuce. So the Rashbam learns, Heviyu Lefonov means Hayirokas. You're supposed to bring vegetables, bring potatoes, whatever people use for karpas. Achash Sheberach L'Yayin, after you made Kiddush, now go bring karpas, bring vegetables. So the Mishnah says, Matzvah Bechazeres means, Zeh Loshen HaGemar Katan L'Yil, Hashamash Matzvah B'nei Mayin. Usually when they eat, they used to dip things in. They used to eat always dipping in. So it doesn't really mean you have to dip into charoises. Have you lefon of matzah? That's the mitzvah later. After we wash, we have matzah. The chazeres, then we have maror, we have Roman lettuce. The charoises. There is a mitzvah to dip the maror into charoises. Before we wash, before we make hamotzi, we don't have the charoises on the table yet. Vahach chazeres. Now that our Mishnah says right away, bring the chazeres, Roman lettuce. So the Rashbam lav dafka doesn't really mean to bring the Roman lettuce. Elimein shem yerek achar matul bechazeres v'yoichum. The Mishnah is saying like a chiddush. You're supposed to have karpas. Karpas means take vegetables and dip it into salt water. Now the Mishnah is saying a chiddush. Let's say you don't have any other vegetables on your table. The only vegetable you have is only chazeres, is only maror. The din is still. You're supposed to take the maror and dip it into the salt water now and eat it now, the teres karpas. Even though you're going to have to eat it again later, the teres maror. Still, you're supposed to dip in now. Why do you have to have two dipping ins? Well, see, in the Gemara, that's because that's part of the Seder, that the children should ask questions. Like we do different things, Pesach by night, to keep the children awake, they should ask questions. That's the reason why we have karpas. So we would ask you to dip in now before we start the meal, so the children can ask the question. So the Mishnah is saying a Chiddush, that even though you don't have any other karpas, no other vegetables, only maror, use maror right now. Dip the maror into whatever you have there, and make a bar priyadama, and that's all. Ad shemegila paperas hapas. Until we come to have the pas, till we have the matzah. Now what does paperas hapas mean? So Shbam learns, ad shemegila paperas hapas, that means, koidim shegiel yoyse chazeres, shuoichel acha matzah. Before you come to eat the maror, that you can eat later after the matzah. Shumavorach al achilas maror, that we make a brach al achilas maror, kedechsev al matzah sum rorim. And the pasuk says what? You have to eat the maror and matzah together. Is betchila matzah, first you have matzah, v'yachakach maror, then you have maror. So Rashbam is learning that hevil ach megila paperas apas. Paperas means maror. That means the maror, the vegetable, the maror that comes after the pas. That's called paperas apas. V'yachakach maror. So the tibul rishon, why do we dip in karpas first? Zel kedei sheyakir tinik, that the children should wake up and see something different. V'yishol, that should ask the question. L'fishen b'nei yodim regilum lecho yera kodim suda. Because usually throughout the year, you don't start the meal with first dipping a vegetable into something. In the middle of the meal, it was normal to dip things in. But before you start your meal to dip a vegetable into salt water, wasn't normal. So that's the reason why we have karpas. Totally, that the children should ask these questions. Why? And then after karpas, then later we bring the matzah, and then we bring the maror. And nerz ad shemegila paperas hapas. You make this karpas before you bring the real maror in. Heviyu lefonov. Then later they bring in front of you matzah. They bring matzah v'chazeres. That's the real maror, Roman lettuce. V'charoises. Then you bring the charoises. The nuts and things, the wine, you have mixed together the charoises. Ushnei tafshilin, you're supposed to have two type of tafsho, two cooking foods on the table. We'll see in the Gemara. One was zechel korban Pesach, and one was zechel korban Chagiga. You're supposed to bring in also shnei tafshilin. We usually have the bone and eggs. We usually have afal pi shein charoisis mitzvah. Even though to use the charoisis, that to dip the morer into the charoisis, it's not a mitzvah. Still, they used to bring it. Reb Elazar ben Tzadikayim, no mitzvah. No, you know it's a mitzvah to have it. Not just sound like reshus if you want to. Yes, there's a mitzvah to have charoisis. Uva mikdash and b'shas to have the base of mikdash. B'shas there was a korban Pesach. Ho yemevi lefon of gufish Pesach. Also, they used to bring, when they started the meal, the gufash of Pesach, the korban Pesach itself. The meat itself used to bring on the table then. So Rashbam learns that mevi lufona means acharoisa tibul. Means after you eat the karpas, then we bring the matzah on the table. Matzah v'chazeris, ubeis tafshilim. Afal pi shein charoisa mitzvah. The Gemara part, the Gemara asked the question, hoyo v'lav mitzvah loma maisilo. If you tell them an acharoisa is not a mitzvah, so why bechlal do you bring it on the table? And that the Gemara will explain why. It's like otherwise, because usually we're afraid the Roman lettuce has some poison inside it. So if you dip it into the charoisa, it kills the poison, so it's okay. Shnei tafshilin, the Gemara before is connected me. How come we have to have two different foods on the table? So let's see, this is the way the Rashbam learns. Tosis learns a little bit different. Tosis learns, the Mishnah again says, Heviyu lefona. It doesn't say what, they brought in front of him. So Tosis says, Heviyu lefona, pir Rashbam yirokas. They brought in front of him the vegetables to make the karpas. Tosis says, V'yei nira, Tosis doesn't like this pshat. Midi loy katoni behed, Heviyu lefona of chazeres, katoni besomach, Heviyu lefona of matzah. It doesn't say clearly, Heviyu lefona of chazeres. It should have said, or Heviyu lefona of yirokas. Why didn't it say it? So, some people on the side of the gears have the gears in the Mishnah. Like on the side here, in the Mishnah here, it says, here, Svar Macherim, Yerokas v'chazeres. Have you a lefon of Yerokas v'chazeres? Hey, some had the gears. But Pasha, we don't have the gears, so Tais doesn't like that pshat. Therefore, Tais learns, V'nira kepirish rach, have you a lefon of min shulchan? They brought the table, like we had before. Shere ein mevrin ha-shulchan al-acha kiddish, v'al-ha-shulchan munach ha-chazeres. Like we had before, in the times of the Gemara, the tables were very small, so when they made kiddish, they didn't have the table in front of them. After they made Kiddush, then they first brought the table in front of them. So that's what the Mishnah means. Heviyu lefonav, they brought the table in front of them. Now on the table was their vegetables. So the Mishnah says, Matzvah bechazeres. So Hashbad Tosis learns, Kleimar, Oichal hachazeres, eat this Roman lettuce, betibul, dipping in. Kemoi hashamash matzvah b'nein. Just like a lashon before, that's the way the waiters used to eat, dipping in. V'chein matzvah b'irokas. V'b'kron nami mishtoi hochi. Yeah. Now, Pirush Rashbam, Dai Tibul, Lab the Charoisis. We're not talking about the Charoisis. Not, you don't have to dip the vegetables into Charoisis like we do. So, Akati Loi Boy, we don't have, the Mishnah didn't say you brought the Charoisis on the table yet. The Yotani Sefer, Vilofon of Matzah, the Chazeres, the Charoisis. Later, the Mishnah says you first bring the Charoisis. Mashmi, you don't have the Charoisis, this dish of the nuts and dates mixed up with the wine. You don't have that yet on the table. The Ainzer writer, he says, the Katan Yacha Chazeres, the Tan Yami Sefer. That alone wouldn't be such a raya. Because it says here chazeres, and it says later again they brought chazeres. So it could be they brought chazeres also. But still, Taisa says, the Yoytai says, the chazeres sorach la'atfil becharoises mishum kapa. The reason why we dip the Roman lettuce into chazeres is asa sarkana. Because there's some poison maybe in the Roman lettuce. We want to kill with the chazeres. Meals of Taisa, that we do. Heicha shatibu rishon, heavy bishayi rokas. When we do have other vegetables, like we use, potatoes, whatever you use, for karpas, then pshita and tzorach little becharoisis. You do not have to dip the karpas into charoisis. Elo oy bechaymitz oy b'mayim melech, like we do. We dip it into salt water. K'moy shoyu neiga benotam. Dama b'gemara becharoisis mishum kapa. The reason why you're supposed to use charoisis b'dafka, one reason is because that could kill the poison. V'leka kap elo b'morah. You only have this poison only in morah, only in something like Roman lettuce. Mashenka, if you use the potatoes, there's no poison there, you're not afraid a snake bitten it, so you don't have to put it into charoisis altogether. It's like we do. All we do is we just dip it into salt water. And so he says, Kol Shechen Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, Dikoma mitzvah, he holds now Mishnah, it's a mitzvah to use charoisis, and the Gemara explains why is it a mitzvah. Zeichelatit, it's supposed to remember the cement that the Yidden had to make in Mitzrayim. Tloy Shayachel B'mor, there's only an Indian to use this charoisis that looks like cement, only when you're using the morer. That's later, after the matzah, we have morer. Lezeichet the morer es chayayim, b'chaymer. Mashem came now when we use the karpas, which is just time that the children should ask questions, why are we doing something different? Shit, you don't have to use charoisis. All you have to do is just salt water like the way we do it. Yeah. By the Tzoy, then the Mishnah says, Ad Shemigil Paparas Apas, the Tzoy learns, Paparas Koriya Mor. The Mor is called Paparas. What does that mean, Paparas? Shoicha Lachra Matzah. We eat the Mor after the Matzah. It means something that's an order, the entree, that makes you want to eat more. K'moi paperas l'chokma. Something that makes you learn more. Shayirokos, if you eat vegetables first, mamshicha salev l'maichem. It makes you have a bigger appetite. U'midakoru l'mora paperas hapas, remez the mishnah, the matzah kademus l'mora, k'diyama b'gmora. That first we have matzah, then we have mora. Then the Mishnah says, after we have the karpas, before we have the matzah, then the Mishnah says again, heviyu l'fon of matzah, we bring in front of them matzah. So what do we mean we bring again? What are we bringing again? The churah table was there before. So Tzoyis learns, heviyu l'fon of matzah means the fee. Sha'okru ha'shochan l'fnei mi shemer ha'goda. When Shasti starts saying the goda, you're supposed to like take away the table from the bal ha'goda. V'yoyser ha'seda, and do the seda, k'toni, heviyu l'fon of matzah. The reason why, right after Karpas, we take away the table again, that the children should ask questions, why are you doing it? The other vaynala, and the children, and the father answers the child, don't worry, we'll have the table back again. Because there's a mitzvah to make another table. Then the ben starts asking the manashtana. And then the child asks right away, so why do we have to dip in two times? The Tzoyis is answering the famous question. How do we say in the Manashtana right away? We only dipped in one time so far. We only had Karpas. The second dipping in is later by the Moro. We didn't do the Moro yet. The Tzoyis answers because the Pshat is right after Karpas, we take away the table. So the kid asks the father, what are you taking away the table for? Father says, don't worry. I'm going to bring the table back later, and we're going to dip in a second time later. So now the kid can ask, Manashtana, why tonight do we have two? Do we dip in twice? Now, Tzoyis says, "Umiyad kishoykrin." As soon as you take away the table, marziru lefon. Right away, you bring it back to you. For your matzah and mor olav, and the matzah and mor has to be on the table. Why? Shereit sorach leim abagoda matzah zu mor zeh. Because when we say the agoda pshita, the matzah and the mor has to be in front of us. Because when we say matzah zu, we have to point to the matzah. So mashma the matzah has to be here. Ukriyama lechem oini. We dash in the post lechem oini. Shoyinu mol advarim harbei. That the whole agoda is set upon the matzah. So kids, the say that worm is we make karpas. Right after karpas, in the Gemara's times, they used to take away the table. The kid would ask the father, what are you doing with the table? Father would say, don't worry, we'll bring it back again soon, and we'll dip in later. And then right away, they'd bring the table back again, and then they would start saying that goda. One of the minhagim we have is, we don't take away the table, it's too big. But what we do is, the seder plate is an inyan to move it away. Right after karpas, you're supposed to move away the seder plate a little bit. So that's this inyan, that the kid will ask, why are you moving the matzah away? So you'll answer the kid, you should know, I'm going to bring it back again, don't worry, and we're going to make another table later, and then talk afterwards, you have to bring it back. Because when we say the Haggadah, is supposed to be set upon the matzah. Yeah. Right. So that's the Mishnah. It's not the Gemara. Amar Ashlok, Yeshua Ashlok says, Zaysa Meres, from our Mishnah we hear,